Lifeboat, Detritus repeated. He sounded like someone exploring an unpleasant truth. Like a big, heavy thing which would have slowed us down.
Yes, I saw it. I know I did, said Reg.
Yeah, there was one, said Detritus. That was a lifeboat, was it?
At the very least, we ought to get somewhere sheltered and drop the anchor.
Yeah, anchor, mused Detritus. That's a big thing, kinda hooks on, right?
Of course.
Kinda heavy thing, obviously. Right, and if it was dropped a long time ago on account of being heavy, that wouldn't do us much good now.
Hardly.
Red Shoe glared through the hatchway. The sky was a dirty yellow blanket crisscrossed with fire. Thunder boomed continuously.
I wonder how far the barometer sunk, he said.
All the way, said Detritus gloomily. Trust me on this.
It was in the nature of a dreg to open doors carefully. There was generally an enemy on the other side, sooner or later. He saw the collar lying on the floor right by a little fountain of water trickling from the hull and swore under his breath. Ahmet waited just a moment and then pushed the door back quickly. It rattled against the wall.
I don't intend to harm you, he said to the gloom of the bilges. If that was my intention, by now you'd...
She wished she'd used the wolf. There would have been no problem with the wolf. That was the problem. She'd easily win, but then she'd be nervy and frightened. A human could stay on top of that. A wolf might not. She'd do the wrong things, panicky things, animal things. She pushed him hard as she dropped down from above the door, somersaulted backwards, slammed the door and turned the key. The sword came through the planking like a hot knife through runny lard. There was a gasp beside her. She spun around and saw two men holding a net. They would have thrown it over the wolf. What they hadn't been expecting was a naked woman. The sudden appearance of a naked woman always causes a rethink of anyone's immediate plans. She kicked them both hard and ran in the opposite direction, opened the first door at random and slammed it behind her. It was the cabin with the dogs in it. They sprang to their feet, opened their mouths and slunk down again. A werewolf can have considerable power over other animals, whatever shape she's in, although it is largely the power to make them cringe and try to look inedible. She hurried past them and pulled at one of the hangings over the bunk. The man in the bunk opened his eyes. He was a Clachian, but pale with weakness and pain. There were dark rings under his eyes.
Ah, he said, it would appear that I have died and gone to paradise. Are you a Huri?
I don't have to take that kind of language, thank you, said Angua, ripping the silk in two with a practiced hand.
She was aware that she had a slight advantage over male werewolves in that naked women caused fewer complaints, although the downside was that they got some pressing invitations. Some kind of covering was essential for modesty and the prevention of inconvenient bouncing, which was why fashioning impromptu clothes out of anything to hand was a lesser-known werewolf skill. Angua stopped. Of course, to the unpracticed eye, all Clachians looked alike, but then to a werewolf, all humans looked alike. They looked appetizing. She'd learned to discern.
Are you Prince Kufura?
I am. And you are?
The door was kicked open. Angua leapt towards the window and flung aside the bar restraining the shutters. Water funneled into the cabin, drenching her, but she managed to scramble up and out.
Just passing through? The prince murmured.
71-hour Ahmed strode to the window and looked out. Green-blue waves, edged with fire, fought outside as the ship heaved. No one could stay afloat in a sea like that. He turned and looked along the hull to where Angua was clinging to a trailing line. She saw him wink at her. Then he turned away, and she heard him say,
"She must have drowned. Back to your posts."
Presently, up on the deck, a hatch closed. The sun rose in a cloudless sky. A watcher, if such had been out there, would have noticed a slight difference in the way the swells were moving on this tiny patch of sea. They might even have wondered about this piece of bent piping which turned with a faint squeaking noise. Had they been able to place an ear to it, they would have heard the following.
"This idea, while I was dozing off, piece of pipe, two angled mirrors, the solution to all our steering and air problems."
"Fascinating. A seeing things pipe you can breathe down."
"My goodness, how did you know it was called that, my lord?"
"A lucky guess,"